A lot of people arriving in South Sudan are trying to get here. The airport in Paluch. Those who fled the fighting in Sudan days or weeks before them told them to come here and board evacuation planes. Anye Maluwal came from Sudan's capital, Khartoum. She says she's been stuck at the airport for more than a week.
I have 4 kids. It's been hard pushing through the crowds to get on a plane.
Living here is rough. There's no shelter, water, or adequate toilet facilities.
This is not a place for people to dwell. We are going to transport them. The government have provided 4 planes a day, 4 big jumbo planes, as you can see, a day. And that is a good gesture from the government side.
Aid agencies say more than 30,000 refugees and returnees have reached South Sudan, but not everyone is registered, and numbers are thought to be higher.
So that's why we are working still together with other partners and the government to ensure that there is decongestion in the border areas, because most of the borders of South Sudan are very remote. They do not have infrastructure that can be able to accommodate these people.
Many new arrivals came with very few belongings or money. They need help to get to where they need to go.
Priority is given to women, children, the sick and the elderly. People have been waiting here for days. They're getting agitated and frustrated. They say they want to get out of here, but there aren't enough flights available.
More people are still crossing the border. This group of foreigners are being taken to a refugee camp. They've managed to get out of Sudan, but like so many others, they face an uncertain future. Haruna Matasa, Al Jazeera, Paluch, South Sudan.
Meanwhile, Qatar has sent a third plane.